I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The New York Times had a piece. This is amazing. I mean, they're spending like $20 million or something crazy like that. And they're staying at all these luxury hotels. And they're bringing in the biggest minds in the Democrat Party. I don't know who these people are because they clearly have not done a good job to try to figure out what went wrong and what's going wrong. And they had over, ready for this now, 250 different focus groups across the country. And they asked the focus group participants to describe the parties based on animals, okay? Animals. So when asked about the Democrat Party, the words that they used, the words that came to mind were things like tortoise, sloth. And when describing Republicans, the animals that came to mind were apex predators like lions, tigers, sharks. And there's a lot there. First of all, it's a little bit weird that we're using animal analogies. But I kept thinking of, you know, years ago when you were dating, you go on your first date, maybe, and somebody like, or maybe you do one of those like get to know you exercises at a corporate retreat. And somebody said to you, if you could be any animal, what would you be? And everybody's just like, well, I'd be a bald eagle so I could see everything, or I'd be a lion, you know, so I'd be king of the jungle. Nobody ever says I'd be a sloth. Or I'd be a tortoise, or I'd be a little woodchuck or something. But that's the way people are describing Democrats with all those things. I was also thinking about, you know, if you take the kids to the boardwalk on Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend and they're playing games and they get to win a prize, they usually want like the lion, the tiger. Like we made a Lion King movie. We didn't make a Sloth King movie. And there was a movie years ago called Zootopia. It's a fun kids movie. I forget who made it, Disney, I don't know. But one of the characters in there is they have sloths. The sloth who works at the DMV. And the sloth characters, of course, take forever, which is sort of the joke because the DMV moves it. You know, in this world where the animals all run everything, sure enough, the apex predators are all in charge of things. And say what you want about him. Trump is the ultimate alpha. He's the ultimate apex. He's the ultimate alpha male. Democrats have a problem with men. The article goes on to talk about how they have such a problem with men that they're even coming up with this new focus group to try to figure out how to talk like men in these spaces. And they've lost so much ground with white working class men and black men and Latino men and just men in general. But they haven't made up ground with women. In fact, they've lost women voters, too. They're just losing everybody, bottom line. And I was thinking about this today, and I was doing a little analysis on this, and I kept thinking about what the Democrat Party stands for from an alpha male's perspective, because I consider myself to be an alpha male. I consider myself to be a guy who is a go-getter. But I think most men who vote, at least who voted for Trump, are, because we want to get stuff done. We want to get America moving forward. We want to solve problems, right? And the Democrats, for years, have always been the party that lectures guys like us about toxic masculinity and how the problem is we're not using the right pronouns. We don't have our pronouns on our signature line. We don't respect people's pronouns. Blah, blah, blah. Put down the cheeseburger. You know, it's bad for planet Earth. Eat some sort of a soy fugazi vegetable compressed thingy. Eat that instead of a burger. You know, we're told to do that. And we're lectured to for years and years and years. And then they try to take away people's jobs. They say, well, you shouldn't work in the energy sector. You shouldn't work in natural gas. You shouldn't work in oil. You should learn to code. You should do something different. They accuse us of being a bunch of rapists. I mean, on and on it went. And finally, men turned around and said, we're done with you people. Not only that, but you've also watched as our jobs were outsourced and factories were shut down, and you actively, openly participated in trying to destroy my job. And it's not just blue-collar people. I said today on America's Newsroom, and I was on there today, shameless plug, this morning with Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, and Jimmy Failla, I said, it's not just blue-collar jobs. It's alpha jobs. You know, whether you work in the energy sector, you work, you know, you're in an oil rig or you're a hedge fund guy, you're somebody who is a strong person doing a job. And yeah, you're like the apex. And the people that are the Democrat jobs, the people that have those jobs that vote Democrat, they're all in faculty lounges. I mean, that's not my original idea. The alpha jobs thing is, but the faculty lounge thing is something Carville's been saying for years. You know, the Democrat Party's become the party of the faculty lounge and the coastal elites. Well, yeah, and the Republican Party, Trump voters, are alphas who are out there doing alpha-like jobs, taking big risks on Wall Street. They're taking big risks with their lives in the military. They're cops. They're firefighters. They're working on oil rigs. They're working in nuclear and They're coming up with great scientific achievements. And meanwhile, the jobs on the Democrat side, they're like the sloth jobs. They're the professors. They're the people whining about, you know, how come we're all not embracing intersectionality more? Whatever the hell that means. I don't even know what that means. And when they put this group together to try to figure out, like, how to sound like men, how to talk like men, the fact that they have to do this says everything about the Democrat Party and how they've lost touch and how completely out of it they are. And I think that comes from the fact that they, for a long time, have always thought they're smarter than everybody. They're the smartest people in the room. Like, I know I'm not the smartest person in most rooms I walk in. And in some rooms I am, but most rooms I walk in, I'm not. There's somebody smarter than me there. And I'm okay saying that because I think you could always learn in life and become better at what you do. I think you never stop trying to improve. And the day you do, the day you settle, is the day that you pretty much kind of phone it in because you just stop trying. I don't mean phone it in like doing a show remotely because that's still doing a show. I mean, you stop caring. You just stop trying. You don't bring your A game anymore. But alphas bring their A game. And when you think about that survey that asked people, well, think about the political party in terms of animals. And they go, well, the Democrats are sloths and they're tortoises and they're chipmunks, whatever it is. And the Republicans are apex predators, you know, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Well, they all have to they bring their A game every day. Is they're you know, the king of the jungle has to bring its A game. But the A game was part of the problem, we were told for years, that men should take a step back. White men should take a step back, and everybody should take a step back for illegal immigrants coming to this country and taking jobs. And you should be fine with that. You should be okay with that because they've been oppressed around the world. And if you lose your job because they're putting you out of business because they've decided to mandate that everybody has to drive an electric vehicle, well, you should like it for the good of the planet, for the good of Mother Earth, birthing person Earth. You should be happy with it. And if you're a man and yet you want to be a woman, that's perfectly fine. And women should step aside for men who want to be women and beat them at things like swimming or volleyball or whatever else. And that's fine, too. And men who are men should take a seat back for women in the workplace, even if they're better qualified at their job. It's just like, you know, you should just step back and, gave your job away to somebody, or you should give it up in the name of DEI to somebody of a different race who maybe is not as good as, at the job as you. And then people who got those jobs because of DEI realized that they were getting pushed aside for some other marginalized group. And the whole thing was so crazy year after year after year that finally the Democrats got shellacked. And then they bring out this boring beta male named Tim Walz to try to white speak to guys to understand white guy code or whatever the hell he was talking about. I still don't really understand it. And then he's going to go out there and talk to us and be able to speak to us like they need some sort of a Rosetta Stone for how to speak to white guys. It's not that complicated because white guys, black guys, Latino guys, whatever, we're just guys. But that's the problem with the left in general, is they always put people in these categories and boxes, and then they think they have to talk to them based on whatever category and box you're in. And this is because they've had all of these consultants around them who've whitewashed, poll tested, they've looked at things, and they've said, well, because black men want to hear certain things and brown men want to, and gay men want to hear other things. They go, what are you people talking about? And I think a lot of that comes from the consultant class in America that has to find a way to justify massive fees. And they're getting them from the Democrat Party. They do these luxury resorts. They have these think sessions. And they bring in this consultant who's like, well, you know, I've analyzed the data. And the data tells me that a black heterosexual man in Philadelphia wants to hear something different than a gay Latinx man in Michigan. And so what we have to do is tweak our man, like, whoa. This is the problem with you people. I mean, seriously, this is the problem. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's kind of the same thing when people start looking at ratings data for radio shows and other things. They go, well, you know, you just tweak this or that based on this sample group. And you go, I don't know how scientific any of this data is. You're throwing data at me, but just because you're throwing data at me doesn't mean it's accurate. Why don't you just for once maybe just throw the data out and think maybe the data is the problem? Like, you're driving with data towards something that keeps crashing you into a wall. At what point do you turn around and go, we're getting a really bad map here? Yeah, well, the map says we're on the right road here. Yeah, but we keep hitting a mountain. So the map is wrong. It doesn't matter what the map says. If the data coordinates don't have a gigantic freaking mountain in the middle of it, and you smash your car into it, and you keep following the data, you're an idiot. I don't know what else to tell you. But, you see, the problem with the Democrat Party right now is that they're all about looking at data about why they lost. And the data is very obvious why they lost. It's because they keep looking at consultant data. Now, tell me one thing Trump has done that would make any consultant happy in the last like 10 minutes. Nothing. Like, nobody would have said, who's a consultant, yeah, send out a Memorial Day message in all caps wishing a happy Memorial Day to all the losers and scum out there. No consultant would have said that. Now, whether you like it or not, the point is he's not listening to consultants and he's winning. Like, no consultant would have said to him, yeah, you should wear a red MAGA hat when you go speak to the graduating class at West Point. He doesn't care. He does whatever he wants. But that's kind of the thing. The thing is, most people really can see through when somebody is playing to them based on market research, data insights from some overpriced, overpaid consultant who is there to try to tell people how to speak to them. Most of us have a good ear for BS, and we're like, wait a minute. Everything you're saying right now sounds like you're telling me something that somebody said you should tell me to get me to like you or vote for you or buy your product, and I see through it a mile away, and I don't like it. And I don't know how a Democrat Party that has spent years literally looking people, whether they worked in the coal sector or they worked in natural gas or they worked in oil— or they worked in banking, because don't forget, people like Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, and Bernie Sanders went after them, too. Look them in the eye and say, we care about you. We care about your jobs. I don't know how you look a guy who works on cars in the eye and tell them that when they've sat there and said, we know that there'll be less of you required to make electric vehicles, but we're going to move forward on these mandates anyway, even though a bunch of you are going to lose your jobs because, we got to do it. Sorry. And I don't know how you look women in the eye and say, we care about you. even though we're going to let a dude with a, you know, a Schwanz pretend he's a woman and compete against you and take away your gold trophy. But we care about you. We really do. See, I don't know how anybody is dumb enough to fall for that. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I just, the people that fall for that amaze me. Like the people that get that, that scam email that says something like, well, we caught you being a very naughty person online. And if you don't give us $10,000 in Bitcoin, I get this every now and then, this email. We're going to tell your wife, your colleagues, we're going to post all these pictures and movies of you. And I just write back every time and I go, would you please, I'll give you the 10,000 in Bitcoin if you give me the list of all the people that fall for this scam. I just want to know who they are. I want to know who's dumb enough to fall for this. I want to know who's dumb enough to think the Democrat Party in this day and age gives a damn about you in whatever job you do. Like you're a cop. The Democrat Party for years went about screaming how we should defund you and take away your job. Now they're going to pretend like they care. Stop. Like, you got a long way to go here to convince anybody that you give a damn about them and that you're not just reading scripted talking points that came from some highly overpaid consultant at your luxury retreats in the mountains where you're spending $20 million for people to come together and have, I imagine, the finest organic vegan food anywhere to sit around and lament your party's problems. And instead of actually looking at your party's problems, just blame it all on Donald Trump and how stupid all these white guys are and increasingly black guys, too. And all these Latino guys who keep voting for the guy. And all these suburban women who fell for it and voted for him, too. And all these young people who also fell for it and voted for him, too. I mean, how dumb are these people, right? So you sit there and you put up a slideshow and a PowerPoint. You're like, look at this data. This data tells us we actually should be doubling down on things like Pride Month. Really? Your data showing you that? Oh, yeah. No, that's what we should do. And we should double down on making sure that nobody is misgendered. That's the pathway to victory. And I know this because I surveyed 1,000 people across the country, and that's what they told me. And if I'm in the room, I turn around and I go, and you actually think that that data, that's more scientific than looking at the results of the 2024 election when Trump won every single swing state, the national vote, the electoral college vote, on literally the opposite of everything you're saying. You don't think it's better to look at that data than look at your data, which says that you guys are doing everything right and then you're not doing anything wrong, that everything's fine. The problem is us. The problem is just that all those MAGA people out there, just dummies, can't figure out just how terrible Trump is. So you got guys like Rahm Emanuel, the old Chicago mob boss, who comes out and says the Democrat Party is woke and it's weak and we got to just basically tear it up and start all over. Yeah, I don't disagree, Ron, but the problem for you is that your party has let in such a virus of progressive kooks, and they all vote in your primaries, and I don't know how you get rid of them. I really don't. I don't know what you do about that problem. You didn't have that problem in 1992 when Bill Clinton was able to get the nomination. You didn't have that problem in 2008 when Barack Obama got the nomination, but you have the problem now. And I don't know how you get around that fact, because unless you kick all of them out, but you can't do that because they're registered Democrats, unless you just decide that we're not going to have primaries anymore. And you're pretty much close to doing that anyway. You're just going to have to keep rigging the process. You're probably going to have to just rig the process, honestly, which means that in 2028, you'll have to figure out who you think is the most likely person to win. And then control the process from start to finish so that that person gets the nomination, just like you did with Joe Biden in 2020 and Hillary Clinton in 2016. And hope that you get it right and hope that you don't have somebody who comes along who actually knows how to speak to people because they're just speaking directly to people, not based on polls, not based on data, but just based on the fact that, like, Trump spent his whole career around guys who were working in those professions, building things like construction guys. You know, building casinos and golf courses, and he golfs with these people, and he hangs out with guys, and he hangs out in locker rooms. He hangs out with other alpha males. And he knows how they talk. And he gets it. And he knows how to talk to them because he spent his life around them. I mean, if you have it, it's like there was a saying a buddy of mine used to have, and I'm sure it's not an original thought necessarily, but it was like guys who can't take chop busting, for example. Like busting chops among friends, something we do on this show all the time, that is a lost art, and people love doing it. But if guys who can't take it, the old saying is, well, he never spent any time in a locker room. Because when you're in the locker room with your buddies, it can get a little brutal sometimes. You know, and the Democrats went around screaming about bullying for years and years and years. And I'm not saying kids should get bullied or anything. I'm just saying that the truth of the matter is that there's a certain way guys talk to each other that no consultant at some lodge in Colorado with all his data points is going to be able to figure out and then convince Democrats how they can talk to guys like that. Those alphas in those various jobs, whether it's on an oil rig or whether it's in a coal mine or whether it's in a hedge fund, whatever it is. Yeah, you can't convince somebody how to sound like those people. You can tell them what to say to sound like those people. You can put it into AI and ask AI, hey, AI, how can I sound like how real alpha males talk? And they'll tell you, they'll give you talking points, script, but you'll come across sounding incredibly inauthentic. And at the heart of it is you'll still be selling them a message that they don't want to hear. Because eventually, once you get past the whole like bro code, whatever it is the left says that we use, which is nonsense, but you know, once you get past that, you're still stuck with the problem of trying to convince me to put down the cheeseburger for the good of the planet. And I'm not doing that. I'm eating my cheeseburger. Period. And you're still going to try to tell me I can't have a gas car, and I'm driving a gas car. And you're still going to try to tell me how I have to put pronouns on my signature line, and I'm not putting pronouns on my signature line. In other words, even if you figure it out, using some Rosetta Stone translation service, how to speak to an alpha male, even if you crack that code and you're able to have a conversation with me, you're still going to try to sell me in all the same broken beta policies that have cost the Democrat Party the presidency for all these years. So good luck. And that's the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile. And let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends at Emmons. How does 10% off inflation relief discount sound for you and your family? Sounds great, doesn't it? Because at the end of the day, it's about craftsmanship. It's about peace of mind and quality. And that's what you get with Emmons each and every time. So, whether it's a new roof with a lifetime warranty, the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, or maybe it's Anderson Windows, beautiful windows that will bring modern day style to your home, or whether it is siding, CertainTeed siding, or maybe it's kitchen and bathroom remodeling. You know, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, very, very crucial. And Emmons did that for me in our old home. They remodeled the kitchen, remodeled the bathroom, did great. The job looked great. And my wife was happy, and that's the point. Happy wife, happy life. So don't wait. Reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And when you tell them I sent you, you'll get the 10% off inflation relief discount, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The landscape has also changed politically, too. You know, as part of this big New York Times analysis that they did, they look at some numbers. And it's pretty amazing how the country has changed. It really is. But I don't think we should say blue collar or white collar. I really do. I think it's like alpha collar. It's like these are alpha jobs, because I don't care what, you know. I mean, you're a cop. You work on an oil rig. You're a soldier. You are somebody who works in finance. These are all risky jobs, and you take a risk. But you're an alpha because you're a leader. You're trying to succeed and. Versus the person in the faculty lounge whining about all of those other people. Like, you know what I mean? Like why the guy who's investing and creating a company is part of the oligarchy. You know, why cops are part of the patriarchy, and why the guy on the oil rig is destroying the planet. You know what I mean? Like the Democrat jobs are the beta jobs. They're the professors. I'm not saying all professors, obviously, but it's you can never use everybody when you're using these things, using generalities. But the Democrats hate pretty much every job that's not somebody. Explain to us why somebody doing another job is a terrible person, like a Border Patrol. You know, what did Tim Walz say? They're the modern day Gestapo, right? You know what I mean? They're suing. You got blue states suing oil industries and saying that they lied about climate change. They're trying to sue gun manufacturers. They would love to shut down like Bob's Little Sports Shop, our new sponsor, by the way. We'll officially announce them as part of the show next week. But I've loved Bob's Little Sports Shop for years and years and years. Always loved his poems. And he's going to be our new sponsor. Whole team at Bob's. Great. But like they hate them. They hate people that make guns. They hate people that sell them. They hate people that buy them. You know what I mean? They're just angry people, and their coalition of betas who sit around faculty lounges and the coastal elites, people like Howard Stern and Bruce Springsteen and others, who lament all of these other people and think they're dummies and what they do, and you know, they work for a living, you know what I mean, or they're greedy and work for a living, whatever it is, or they wear a badge and they're tyrants who work for a living. And what they do is they come out and they write thesis about these people. And they're like, well, you know, if we just got rid of this group, America would be better. And if men would stop being so alpha, this would be better. And the most alpha male guy in the country comes along and runs for president and is like, go away. I'll say whatever I want to say. I'll do whatever I want to do. And either you like it or you don't. I don't know what to tell you. But a lot of people like it. In fact, according to the numbers, a whole lot of people like it. So in 2024, his victory was not an outlier. It was, according to the New York Times here, the culmination of continuous gains by Republicans in much of the country each time he ran for president. A sea of red that amounts to a flashing warning sign for a Democratic Party out of power and hoping for a comeback. 435 counties voted more Democratic in 2024 than did so in 2012 by an average improved margin of 8.8 percentage points. But about 2,700 counties became more Republican. So 435 counties became a little bit more blue, but 2,700 counties became more Republican by an average of 13%. That's six times as many counties moving toward the Republican Party than the Democrat Party. The erosion of working class support among Black, white, and Latino voters alike has unnerved every ideological wing of the Democratic Party. Ben Tolshin, a pollster who worked on Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaigns, said the old political calculations for how Democrats can win elections were now obsolete. The math doesn't work. For years, the belief was Democrats have had demographic destiny on our side. Now the inverse is true. The scale of Mr. Trump's expanding support is striking. While roughly 8.1 million Americans of voting age live in triple trending Democratic counties, about 42.7 million more live in Republican counties. Let me say that again. While 8.1 million Americans of voting age live in triple trending Democrat counties, about 42.7 million Americans live in Republican counties. Even more ominous for Democrats are the demographic and economic characteristics of these counties. The party's sparse areas of growth are concentrated almost exclusively in America's wealthiest and most educated pockets. It's true. You know what's funny? There's a group of people out there. They're called landscapers. They cut lawns, trim hedges. You know what landscapers do, right? Most landscapers voted for Trump. And most of the people that are in these Democrat counties hire landscapers on their big, big ass, college educated, white, wealthy, suburban, liberal homes. And the landscapers are all out there doing the work and everything like this. And those guys, and some gals too, for the most part, like 99% voted for Trump. Like 99% of them. Now, my 10-year-old son, Patrick, mows our lawn now. Along with Dad. I help him, obviously. I like to do it because it gives me an opportunity to get out of the house. And it's fun for me to do it. But I have great respect for landscapers. They work very, very hard for a living. But the Democrats are also trying to make their lives more difficult, too, by doing things like banning gas-powered leaf blowers. Now, you may think leaf blowers are loud, you may not like it, and you may want your town to, say, limit them only to Mondays or whatever. But banning them, banning gas-powered leaf blowers is stupid, but it's another way that the Democrats, in the name of climate change, are going after even that industry, too. Like, you cannot name an industry, with the exception of academia, that the Democrat Party is not attacking. But with academia, they're trying to give them even more money each and every day. Harvard gets more. And when Harvard, they try to take away the money, then Harvard fights. NPR, they want to take away the money. NPR sues. PBS sues. NPR, PBS, and the academic elites in the faculty lounge are the only jobs the Democrat Party is not trying to destroy at this moment in time right now. Truly. Honestly, I mean, you can't really name other jobs. They're trying to take away women's sports by letting biological men, like dudes, compete against those women. So you can't even say they're trying to protect those jobs because they're not. I mean, there's really nothing. So it's bad, but it gets worse when you look at the census in 2030. I've mentioned this to you before, but that article in the New York Times finally wrote what I've been saying, which is the famous blue wall, as they used to call it, the blue wall of Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota, the four states there. It used to be Ohio was part of it, but Ohio's not anymore. Ohio is now solidly red. Good. Well, Democrat in 2032, after the census could win all of those blue wall states, which means Pennsylvania does not even have to be a swing state anymore. You could let him have it. And every other state Kamala Harris won and still lose the presidency. And here's why. Because everybody is leaving blue states. And as the Republicans right now are battling over the SALT deduction, state and local tax deduction, meaning that for somebody like me, who's dumb enough to live in New Jersey and pay a lot of taxes, and I'll get to deduct, I think now the compromise is at $40,000, which in my mind is still way too high. But it was at $10,000 before that. There was no cap on this. And people that live in sane red states are saying, why should I subsidize the taxes of people in blue states? But those Republicans in those areas are saying, if you don't, then we're going to lose these seats and you're not going to have a majority. So you have to do this. Otherwise, we're going to lose to Democrats because in those congressional districts, they're very, very close and they could go either way. And this issue will solidify those Republican seats in places like New Jersey, California and other states. That's the argument. So before you fire off a tweet or an email to me saying, why should red states subsidize people in blue states, I get it. I'm telling you the politics of it. The politics of it are that those Republicans in those blue states are telling Speaker Johnson, we're going to lose our seat if we don't go back to our constituents with some sort of state and local tax deduction relief. All right, so that's the politics of this playing out. But even with the SALT deduction, whether it's going to be 10,000 where it is now, 30,000 or 40,000 or nothing, you're still going to have people fleeing these blue states. They're going to leave those blue states for red states. Now, under the Constitution of the United States, every 10 years, we have to do a census. The census is done for the purpose of apportioning seats in the House of Representatives. We come up with the Electoral College map by looking at all the seats in the House. There's 435 of them. And all the seats in the Senate, there's 100 of them for a total of 535. And the number that you have in your state is how you get your electoral vote. So meaning that if you're a state like Wyoming or Delaware and you only have two senators and one member of Congress, you have three electoral votes. You get the game. Right now, California crushes it with electoral votes. So does Texas. So does New York. But that's going to change. Texas will get more. Florida will get more. South Carolina will get more. North Carolina could stand to gain more, too. California will lose, and New York will lose, and New Jersey will lose, and Pennsylvania could theoretically lose another seat in the House, too. That happens, because remember, that number, that 435, is fixed. Well, that means then those states lose their electoral college votes, which means that in 2032, the red states have so much power to elect the president that the Democrat has no chance of winning, even if they win every single state Kamala Harris won and the four blue wall states that Donald Trump won, they still lose the presidency. That's insane. That's crazy. How do you come back from that? The answer is illegal immigration. That's the answer. So if you want to know the reason why Democrats are fighting so hard right now to keep all these people in America and not deport anybody, it's that reason. It's because for reasons that would mystify the founders of this country, we count every person in a district for the purposes of representation in the House of Representatives. So if you've got a family of five people who are in this country illegally, those five people count towards a congressional seat. And the Democrats know that, which is why they're trying very, very hard. And why they were, you know, the fake crying. I told you this when it was happening. Remember when they would put people on buses and planes and they'd ship them up to places like Martha's Vineyard and they'd be like Buffy and Chad would be having lobster and they'd look around and be like, oh, my God, there's brown people here. Well, it was kind of a fake cry. They didn't really care because they want the people there because that means that they have a better chance of keeping a seat in Congress in that district in Massachusetts. Because they're going to count all those illegal immigrants for the purposes of the census. Now, they should not. For the purposes of apportionment in the House of Representatives, they should only count American citizens because that's what the founders would have intended. And that's what they did intend, obviously. But until that becomes the law of the land, Democrats are going to fight like hell to keep every person who's in this country illegally in their district so that they don't lose their congressional seat. Because what will happen is after they do that census in 2030, they'll appoint a redistricting commission And they'll tell New Jersey, they'll tell New York, they'll tell Pennsylvania, congratulations, you've just lost a congressional seat. Now you got to figure out where. And then the game begins of trying to figure out who do they want to get rid of? Who do they want to keep? And then how do we kind of tweak the district a little bit to make your district safer? We'll give you like that town over there. If you give me that town over there, oh, it's nauseating. I've been involved in redistricting so many times. It's a nauseating process to watch. It's like, you know the saying, you how the sausage is made, how a bill becomes law? No. How a district is made is even more nauseating. And they'll sit there and they'll do that. They'll be like, you know, if you just take that town in that and I give you that town, then my district will become safer and then your district will become safer. And they go, great. And so that's why the map looks like some weird kind of like weather pattern. And like, how is that a congressional district? It like dips down and dips west. It goes back around and makes a U-turn. And that's why. And they figure out, like, who do we hate? We want to get rid of. We can knock out so-and-so in the 9th district, whatever, by just you take that town and I take that town and then we'll be stronger and we'll get rid of him. He's a jerk anyway. He doesn't raise enough money and blah, blah, blah. And that's the game. That's what they do. And if they do that, they're never going to win. They can't win. It's going to be ugly for them. Dan Pfeiffer, former Obama bro, one of the co-hosts of Pod Save America, says Democrats are in a lot of trouble if they can't win Latinos back. Among other groups, I would argue. But here's cut number 12.
The main story of this is that Democrats are in a huge bit of trouble. Like this, it just, yeah. There's no way to look at this without recognizing the massive scale of our problems. And you can kind of tell yourself that things might be kind of okay by looking at just the shift from 20 to 24. But if you really want to assess where we are as a party, you have to look at the shift from 2016 to 2024. And this is particularly true with Latino voters. Okay. In 2012. Even with Latino voters, actually, is the one group where Hillary Clinton
did better,
did better than Obama.
Yeah.
She 2 points better. But so in 2016, Hillary Clinton won 70% of Latino vote. Kamala Harris won 54%. It's a 16-point drop. And then you would like to think that gender, you know, that this is all about men. It's not all about men. Latinas moved 17 points in 8 years. Latino men went 14 points in 8 years. There is no path to that. Latinos are the fastest growing population in the country. They are particularly politically powerful because of how the population is distributed in electoral rich Sunbelt states like Texas, Florida, Arizona, Nevada, et cetera. And so they're becoming more of the electorate, and we are losing more of them at a very fast rate. Like, if that trend continues, there is no path to Democrats winning elections. And so we have to take that. Like, everyone was telling themselves stories about that maybe 2020 was an aberration because Trump made gains there because of COVID. Like, there's big talk about COVID. This is something bigger than that, and we have to address it.
Yeah. You think? Because you'll never win again. But it's funny, he's talking about Latinos, and yet the Democrats are still doing things like visiting Kilmar Abrego Garcia in prison in El Salvador. Now you have another Maryland Democrat member of Congress. I said this Friday night on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News. Boy, two shameless Fox News plugs in 1 hour. It's amazing. And I said that. I mean, is it skinny margarita or regular margarita? And Latino voters are like, good, deport people. That's what we want. Democrats are so screwed. It really is kind of fun to watch, though. How's the rain? We've had too much rain, and we're getting more rain this week. It's so annoying, isn't it? But if you've got water problems, you got to do something about it. You can't just complain about it. What you need to do is call my buddy Lou Vargo at Garden State Earthworks. He's the man. He's going to take great care of you, and he's going to make sure the job is done right. He's going to drain that water away once and for all. That's what I want you to do. I want you to see my buddy Lou Vargo today. Just call him, 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444. They'll drain the water away, won't get inside, won't hurt your basement, won't hurt your swimming pool liner, hardscaping, wherever water is a problem. He's going to take care of it for you, and you're going to be good to go. And you'll be so happy, and I've used them twice in two different homes. Just my luck, right? The first house had a wet basement. Second house, wet backyard, like a swamp. Well, Lou drained it all away and it was gone. Water problems gone for good. It was great. That's what you need to do. Water problems never get better on their own. So stop waiting and get the solution today by calling 856-848-4444. Super busy. You tell him I sent you. He'll make you a priority. GardenStateEarthworks.com. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Speaking with American Men, a strategic plan. That's what they call it. SAM. Speaking with American Men. And I was looking at some headlines. How red meat became the red pill for the alt-right. All right, now let's think about that for a second, right? So the alpha male thing. So I told you, I'm a proud alpha male. I'm proud of the fact that I'm an alpha male. I want my son to be an alpha male. I view that as a positive thing. I think of the Rudyard Kipling poem, If, and what it means to be a man. And the left has twisted masculinity into something it is not by alleging criminal behavior is associated with being a strong man, and it is not. But that's what the left does all the time. So leave those idiots out of it. But they've said, like, for example, if you want to take care of your body, we all know now many people benefit from the keto diet. I try during the week to do I do a low carb, higher protein, fat, like, and vegetables. And then on the weekends, I give myself a day. Like, I made pizza yesterday and you know what I mean? So, but how red meat became the red pill for the alt-right. That's literally a headline in The Nation. Because they said for years, red meat was bad because it's killing the planet because the cows and the toots and everything else, the methane and everything else, right? Then they said they'd take away their cheeseburgers. Like, they wanted to do that. They said they'd take away our cheeseburgers, and Kamala Harris ran on that, and she said, yeah, you know what? She goes, I love a good cheeseburger, but we got to get rid of them. MSNBC had a headline, opinion, the far right's obsession with fitness is going digital. So then if you started working out to take care of yourself, to be healthy, to be strong, that became part of the alt-right. So if you eat healthy, if you eat low carb, and that's alt-right, going to the gym is alt-right. How hot girls became the right's new obsession. That's Newsweek. Newsflash for Newsweek. Hot girls have always been men's obsession since the first one showed up. All right. That's not groundbreaking. That's just called being a man. A straight man, anyway, obviously. If you're gay, then it's different. But, I mean, then it'd be how hot guys became the right's new obsession, because there are plenty of gay conservatives out there. But how hot girls became the right's new obsession. What, at what moment in time was that never a guy's obsession? When you're a single alpha male, you want to try to find one. That's what you do. And you puff out your feathers and you try to do everything you can to show off like a peacock and hopefully you get her. Nothing new. But you see, none of this is new. Right? Like steak and going and hunting down and killing a freaking, you know, whatever to feed everybody back at the cave or the farm or the family or unit, whatever it is. They hate that. They hate all of this. And yet they're going to try to figure out how to speak to men. Good luck, by the way, with that. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.